Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The score! This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Bally Sports and Stadium.
President Jed Hoyer always talks about, you know, who's going to be a part of that next great Cubs team. They think Seiya Suzuki is going to be a big part of that.
A guy who is really turned into a stud and could likely be an MVP candidate, Luis Robert, has all the tools, the power, the speed.
Host of The Rally on Bally Sports.
If you could ban something from sports for 10 years, what would it be?
I would say the wave. It's a bit too much.
Analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. Co-host of the Sports Adjacent podcast.
I don't let it get to that point where I have 1,000 unread emails.
I have 277 right now.
You have bodies in your house, bro.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
With Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on 670 The Score.
We love Russell Dorsey. He is our favorite. Shout out to Ricky Dorsey as well and the whole Dorsey family, because we know that they rep us and they support us. You can watch Russ on Stadium Network, on Bally's. You can check him out on Apple TV, although their season of broadcasting is over, and he did a tremendous job recording history last week, being there for Albert Pujols' 699th and 700th home run. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's up, Russ?
What's going on, y'all?
I see that you've got the zipper. If you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. There's definitely some cleavage and some taco meat
going on right now with Russ.
Off-season Russ. Playoff Russ. Playoff Russ. Wreck Russ is in the house.
Hold on. All right, so there's no taco meat. I have the smoothest of chests. I y'all caught me after the post-run shower, so I jumped out of the shower, threw a hoodie on, and so that's why you guys are getting a little cleave. But that's about it, man.
Well, we appreciate it. We also appreciate getting a look at the palatial estates of one
Stop
Russell
it.
Dorsey.
I see floor-to-ceiling windows behind.
All right.
I see that. I have good insulation money.
That man got that view money.
That's that new Windows life.
Right?
Lawrence, you own a house.
That's not Russ, to the point right now.
Don't be telling people that.
No. Because y'all have started these narratives about young Russ Dorsey that he has all this money. It's not true.
Okay, how about
I have
this one?
$3.
On the table in cash.
That's it.
In
CTA tokens. That's all
yes.
you got.
Yes.
CTA tokens.
Use it anywhere. I have Adventure Trails tokens just chilling here for the last 10 years. That's it. Shout out to Adventure Trails and Stager.
There's a point where I own
Here's
three
a line
houses.
For you I need you to hear, because we were going over my Bears notes. I said, get someone who chases you the way the Bears defense is chasing on this drive. What are your thoughts?
You know, here's my thing. I've heard you guys for the last couple of weeks. I heard everybody after the Texans game was like, ooh, maybe the season's not about development. Maybe you have to win ball games. It's like, dude, come on. We knew what this was. They win one game that they shouldn't have won. They're 2-2, and everyone's like, or they're 2-1. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, this season's not about development anymore. Let's reel it back in. We knew exactly what the season was going to be. They're still going to be on pace to win 6 or 7 games. That's what I thought they'd be at this year. They're not, like, I think they're interesting. I think there's a lot of interesting storylines about this team. But talent-wise, they just don't have it to be in a lot of these games that they're going to be playing.
Get you someone who's honest with you, as Russ is honest about the Bears.
Well, he cares about the Bears, and you can hear him talk about them and the NBA and his boy Ben Simmons on the Sports Adjacent podcast. I highly recommend that you check out that podcast, not just because I am the executive producer of that podcast, but because him and Tony and Jason Leisure, now that Jason's back in the fold, are hysterical. So please support their podcast. Download Sports Adjacent. Go download the latest episode. You should definitely subscribe, and you should give them a 5-star rating because the boys deserve it.
Oh, that's sweet of you, man. See? No, we have a good time. We have a good time.
See, now I said all the nice things. And we'll get back to your wealth in a second. Now, let's talk a little bit of baseball. And I know that we always start with the White Sox, so I'm going to flip it. Let's start with the Cubs. What do you think, if anything, was gained by the way the Cubs were able to rally and play well at the end of this season?
I think it shows that guys like playing for David Ross. I think that's been clear from the time he took the job, and I think it was one of the real advantages that the Cubs staff, back when Theo was running the show, now the Jed's running the show, and the Ricketts family, like they trust that David Ross was going to get the most out of guys. And I think you can see with like we talked about with the Bears, like the talent pool for the Cubs is just not there with other teams around the big leagues that they're playing against. However, they were going to give you 27 outs every night, regardless of who was out there. And I think there is something to be said about that. You take that same mentality once you add talent to it, and now you have a team that's like, okay, this is a team that could be contending for a wild card spot with a couple of additions here and there. But no, I think it was important for them not to just get run out of the building every night over the last couple of months of the season, because not only does it keep people who are fans engaged, but there are things that you can now take into an offseason and say, okay, we take this guy and he's talented and this guy could potentially be a starter in the middle of the back end of your rotation and maybe get Kyle Hendricks back next year, back to Kyle Hendricks form. You add a starter, you add a shortstop. Now we have a team and we're bringing up Brendan Davis and all these other kids we have in AAA, Matt Mervis, and why can't we be this year's Orioles in 2023?
And I think that they could even go potentially farther than that if they keep certain people, if they decide to go after some of the bigger name free agents that they have discussed. But since we're here with the Cubs, Wilson Contreras likely saying goodbye for perhaps the time that sticks. Is there any news that you're hearing about where Contreras would likely land? St. Louis seems to be a discussion that we keep hearing over and over again. And I guess there's a possibility he could stay here, but I just don't know how realistic it is.
Not at this point. My question would be, if you're the Cubs, who do you think Miguel Amaya is ready to take the mantle as your everyday starting catcher? If not, then you have decisions to make very soon, because there are a lot of teams that are going to look at Wilson Contreras and say, okay, offensively, he's a top three offensive catcher in the game. Defensively, he's not close to being near the top. But with the DH now in the National League, that opens up a lot of potential suitors. Maybe he's athletic enough to play another spot if you wanted him to. We all know Wilson loves to catch, so maybe do that part-time. But I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be looking at Wilson and say, okay, that's a middle-of-the-order bat that we can pencil in for between 20 and 35 homers, 80 to 100 ribs, and be a guy we can have behind the plate, be a vocal leader in a clubhouse. The Cubs need that. Like, to see what he did for Christopher Morel this year, that's really important. Like, you need that guy on a roster, especially a young roster like they're going to have. Not only they had this year, but what they're going to have in the next couple years while they're bringing kids to the big league level. I think they do have an important decision to make. Okay, do we believe in Amaya enough for him to be our everyday guy? Or do we say, okay, let's build with Wilson for this next era of Cubs baseball?
Russ, do you think the Cubs spend this offseason?
It's a good question, Lawrence, and I think a lot of people want to know that. Not only people here in Chicago, but people around the game, because if they're involved – it's one of those things where when you get the big market teams involved, especially if you have a shortstop class that you have this offseason that will be likely Correa and Bogarts and Dansby Swanson and Trey Turner, there's a lot of really big names out there, and you're going to have a lot of major markets involved. And I think the expectation around the industry is that the Cubs will be involved in some way, shape, or form. I do think they have to spend, because now you're getting – we thought they were going to spend last year. They didn't really spend. You know, you get Stroman, you make some minor moves here and there, you flip guys. I do think this is the offseason where they're like, okay, we bring in Seiya Suzuki to be that first big piece of new Cubs. Who is going to be that second piece of the puzzle, where it's like, okay, you got Suzuki, who's going to be our right fielder of the future. We have these kids in AAA, Brennan Davis, PCA. Who's going to be our shortstop of the future? Could we find one this offseason? This would be the offseason to do it. So I do think that they'll be in on somebody. Do they land that person? Who knows? Because there's going to be a lot of major teams vying for a lot of these different shortstops, and you only have so many chairs at the end of the day.
True, but I will say this. With the way Nico Horner has played this season, it would be really, really nice, and I think build a lot of faith with not just fans, but perhaps a bigger picture of baseball in general, if it went after a shortstop, to see that infield of the future being built with Nico potentially at second base and whoever they might get.
I think that's the best iteration of their defensive infield with Nico, who proved he was one of the best defensive second basemen in the game when he was over there. And when he was at short, he was one of the best shortstops in the game. I think that's just how good he is defensively, where you can move him back and forth. So if you bring in a Carlos Correa, you are rock solid up the middle with Correa and Horner. Or if you wanted to bring in a Dansby Swanson, who it's him and Nico at the top with Tommy Edman for defensive run saves, outs above average in the middle of the infield in the National League. Like, you are solidifying your defense, and, you know, you help out your offense as well.
Now let's go to the White Sox, Russ.
All right, let's get there.
What did you make of Rick Hahn's press conference on Monday?
I'm not necessarily a fan, and this is coming from me from a beat writer perspective back in the day. I don't like the end of the year post press conference before the season's over. I think you talked about this as well. Like, you can, there's an easy out of questions that you likely wouldn't have if it's a couple of days after the season. Sure, you could say that somebody could say, oh, well, I'm not going to answer that question right now at this time, and they can get out of it. But it leaves an easy out for a lot of different things. I think for the White Sox, for Rick Hahn, for the White Sox front office, I think you look at this. They talked about, and I'll say specifically, Rick Hahn talked about, they wanted to set themselves up for multiple championships. It's hard to do that when after the last 2 years, where you bring in a manager who didn't really connect with your clubhouse. I think the tenure of Tony La Russa will be remembered as, it went exactly the way we thought it would go. Started the way we thought it would start, finished the way we started to finish. And while you don't wish poor health on anybody, I think many of us believe that, okay, at some point this is going to end, because you have one of the oldest managers in the big leagues coming back after being out of the game for over 10 years. And it's like, it felt like there was a disconnect between Tony and where the game was going, where the game was currently. And now they have to kind of reset this thing. I'm not saying blow it up, but I'm saying you have to have a mental reset of, who are we as a franchise right now, right? You were this young, swaggy team that everybody picked and everybody said was going to be the hot young team in the American League for the next 5 years. And you got punched in the mouth last postseason by the Houston Astros. Like, yo, if you want to be at the table with the big boys, you better get your weight up. And I think a lot of teams showed them this year, like, hey, y'all came in swaggy. You get punched in the mouth by Cleveland, and we saw what happened in the last couple of weeks of the season. I think you have to reevaluate and say, what do we need as a franchise? What do we need as a club? Do we need a more player's manager. Not necessarily somebody who's like, hey, y'all do what y'all want, but like somebody who really connects with a room. Because I look at a guy like a Dusty Baker and say, that's a player's manager. You know, Dusty isn't a loud, vocal type of guy, but he commands the respect of the 26 guys in that room. That's what the Chicago White Sox need. I don't think they need some authoritarian. I know Liam Hendricks said we need an authoritarian.
What a weird way to describe it too, Russ.
But I don't think that's what they just need somebody who could command the respect of the 26 guys in that room and get the best out of that group.
I still think Liam Hendricks was talking about a player when he said that, and that's why he said it. But that's just me. I want to know what names you've thought of for potential manager candidates, not just for the White Sox, but just guys who should get that credit when the upcoming cycle happens. We mentioned Willie Harris. I want to hear your thoughts on him, but also just who you've heard as well.
So a couple of names I thought of. I talked about it on our show a couple of days ago. Skip Schumacher with the St. Louis Cardinals, the bench coach for Ollie Marmol, is a guy who has been a hot name the last couple of cycles. This guy did some interviews. He was in San Diego before he came back home with the Cardinals. I think he's going to be a manager in the future. I look at Carlos Beltran, and I say that was the guy that many teams wanted to be their manager, got the job in New York with the Mets. The Astros cheating scandal comes out. He gets relieved of his duties before he ever manages a game for them. Everybody who was involved in that from a manager perspective is back managing. AJ Hinch is the manager of the Detroit Tigers. Alex Cora is managing back in Boston again. I believe Carlos Beltran will have a job, and I think he's a guy you look at and say it's a bright baseball guy, high IQ, who is a great player in his time, is Latino, so can connect with players on that level, and I think understands the way the game is played today. I think that's a guy who is going to be a really good manager. And I think I think the Mets thought that was the case, but they were in a situation where it's like, hey, we just hired this guy who was a big part of this cheating scandal, and we have to go in a different direction. I think that's a guy who you say could fit with what the White Sox want to do. And another guy from, you always look at Ron Washington and say, man, that's a guy who deserves another opportunity. I'm always a proponent of thinking outside of the box. And by thinking outside the box, I mean not necessarily going for the retread or the guy who has been a manager for a long time, been in other stops. I think you can go with a guy who doesn't necessarily have managerial experience in the big leagues if that person has been a part of organizations that have won and they've kind of seen the way things are done. And so I think that's where the White Sox focus needs to be. It's like, okay, who can connect? First of all, who can connect with the 26 guys on that roster, whether it's the current 26, whoever you bring in during the offseason, and who can take us to the next level in terms of getting the most out of this team? Because I think if you look at the White Sox this year, one of their major flaws were, like, they just didn't do a lot of things well. They were terrible defensively. I think the thing with, now you want guys to, you know, be in the lineup every day, and there was mixed messages sometimes of, hey, we want guys busting it out of the box, but then it's like, don't run 100%. Like, there has to be a consistent voice from the top all the way down of what you want to do and what you want to be as an organization on a day-to-day basis.
Truth.
Russ, as always, we appreciate it, sir. Great job. Let's talk postseason next week.
I am down. I will be in Atlanta for the NLDS. That would be the Braves against the winner of Phillies and Cardinals.
I love it. Be well, sir.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Russ.
That is Russ Dorsey. A note from the White Sox, and here's Jose Abreu yet again saving the White Sox.
What?
Jose asked for this message to be relayed to everyone. Quote, I asked Cairo not to play today because I want to enjoy this game with him and have the manager's perspective of the game. That's Jose Abreu explaining why he's not in today's lineup so that White Sox fans could tell them how much they appreciate him. After last night, of course, Cairo being like, oh no, he's not going to be in the lineup tomorrow. What? We may have just seen Jose Abreu's last game as a White Sox, and here comes Abreu to the rescue again. No, 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 no. I did it. It was me who pulled me out of the lineup, even though that's never happened.
You know what Slavko Bekovic and I say back and forth to each other about Jose Abreu?
What?
We don't deserve Jose Abreu.
We really don't. He's the man. Oh, so that's the latest. When we come back, Mike Rankin and I have been having for the last few days like great conversations about the White Sox. And then he goes behind the board and he speaks through the sound on the show. We're not letting him off the hook. Mr. Future Sox is about to talk about the White Sox, and we are going to do it next here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I miss the old
White Sox.
Shape from the gold.
White Sox.
Chop up the soul.
White Sox.
Set on his goals.
White Sox.
I hate the new.
White Sox.
The bad mood.
White Sox.
The always rude.
White Sox.
Spazzing the news.
White Sox.
Ah, that works on so many levels.
I miss the old Kanye.
Yeah, we all do.
Can we even enjoy this?
No, it's hard to enjoy any of it because he's an idiot. Mike Rankin loves the White Sox. He really does. You can check him out. He does coverage. Future Sox, he got out and covered a couple of games this year. I'm actually really excited about Mike Rankin maybe covering more games next year. Get the lay of the land, know some people, let them tell you some stuff. You know, they'll get tired of my face, and Layla's calling people Rec Han. So, you know, they'll get tired of her face, too.
I'm sorry. It was just in front of me, and now it's become a thing, can't control
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've now let that monster out, and it's just, that's a thing.
It's just like my ZZ plant at home, Audrey 2, that's taking over my house. She's a mean green mother from outer space.
See? What we need, though, is that trailer that you're talking about for the... for the city of Houston.
The trailer I was going to write with no show.
I think you should 100% do that and then put it on TikTok.
I should start doing videos on TikTok.
It would be hilarious. Anyway, Mike, you've had a lot of things to say about the White Sox behind the scenes. The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Layla, Lawrence, for allowing me this opportunity to talk about the White Sox because they've consumed so much of my daily existence, going back to even, man, when I was a kid, you know, I don't want to have this like existential crisis here about this team, but what really bugged me about the window is that I think the White Sox felt content with the talent that they had over the last couple of seasons, and it just wasn't good enough. And I don't want to say they were complacent, but they were content because there was more for them to do. And I could take this back. I remember in 2016 when the tail end of whatever that was with Zach Duke and David Robertson and Melky Cabrera, and you traded for James Shields, realizing late, it was too late, that this team was not good enough, although they tried to compete for a wild card at the time and it didn't work out. So then they committed to the full rebuild. That's where it started. And that's why these last 2 years hurt as badly as they did for White Sox fans, because you bought it. You bought the plan. You traded Chris Sale and you got Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech and then Luis Basabe and Victor Quezada, who they cut. But those were the two key pieces in Moncada and Kopech, and you see the way where they are now. You fast forward to the developmental years. You invest in Tim Anderson. You sign Luis Robert. You went out and got him. You beat a number of teams in the international market to get this star player from Cuba. And you start to see a lot of the things come together, and you're looking through the lens of the front office, and you're like, I can see what they're trying to build here. Then comes the offseason going into 2019. One player available that I thought would fit perfectly for what they were trying to mold, and they weren't there yet, because guys like Nicky Delmonico and those types, Daniel Palka were getting at-bats, and Ryan Cordell, right? They were getting at-bats. Michael Brantley was available, and they decided not to sign him. So I said, okay, what's the alternative? There wasn't one. And then in 2020, they traded for Nomar Mazara. And I said, that's not good enough. The following season, they signed Adam Eaton. That's not good enough. Meanwhile, at second base, you're trading Nick Madrigal. You gave up on that draft pick. It was a top five pick that you expected to be part of this core.
It's a bad pick.
Didn't result in what they were foreseeing him to ultimately become as a player.
There was literally no reason to pick that guy number four overall.
So you move on.
So one tool player, maybe.
At second base, there's a hole there. You traded for Cesar Hernandez. I understand the motivation in doing so. I applaud the White Sox for doing that because it shows an intent to fix something that's broken.
It gave Cleveland another starting pitcher.
Connor Pilkington. And you can make an argument from the White Sox sake because he was 24 at the time, looking to break into the 40-man roster. And that's another point that I can go on for hours about the way they manage their 40-man and how they value guys who are up for Rule 5 eligibility is, you know, they're planning down the road. And I go back to them being content with the stuff at the big league roster because, you know, there's some change going on, and I applaud the White Sox for what they've been doing at the minor league level and their commitment to developing and maintaining their prospects. However, the farm system reset when Kopech and Robert and Vaughn graduated. So they started from ground zero. They were literally labeled the worst farm system in baseball for three cycles, essentially. But that's fine because they got there the right way, because they traded players during a time when they weren't competitive to gather talent to hope to develop for this period right here. So they invested in their core. It didn't turn out the way they wanted. But again, in 2020, Rick Hahn had a plan and hired Tony La Russa. Was not part of that. Hiring Tony La Russa was not part of Rick Hahn's plan, Kenny Williams' plan. I don't want to put words in Kenny Williams' mouth. So I don't know what's going on in the front office, but I can guarantee that Rick Hahn was not looking for Tony La Russa as his manager for this roster. Now, over two seasons is a long time in Major League Baseball because players get older. And, you know, those who are aging into their prime have opportunities to get better, but those who you invested in, the veterans, regress.
And their contracts, where they're at right
yes.
now, it hurts you. Like, that two-year span also did that part of it, where you're supposed to be succeeding with guys who are making big dollars, and now you look at them and you go, oh, man, this is messed up where things stand.
And their commitment to the talent, like bats, they targeted hitters. You know, Jake Berger is an example. He was one of the most productive hitters in the lineup, and then he gets hurt and was never seen from again because positional redundancies. We're seeing guys, unfortunately, take up roster spots that play the same position, and you're forced to have, you know, you're forced to have guys who are suboptimal in positions that they've never played before.
And
guys,
you may have to, because of the redundancies that are in place, you may have to let go of a really good player.
And that's really the culmination of it all, and that's why it's just so brutal, is that the problem that I have with the White Sox at this point is the process that they had to get here. It was all in place, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I think we're good in right field. I think we're fine at second base with Leary and some placeholders in the system.
I think we're good in the starting rotation. It's okay for us to give a few starts to Dallas Keuchel this year. It won't matter because we'll make it all up in September and October.
Their insurance policy was Vince Velasquez.
We were talking about Robbie Ray being available.
Robbie Ray was available at a price the White Sox could afford.
To wrap it up.
Defending Cy Young winner.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what you do to us. Wrap it up, Rankin!
It's a culmination, and it's unfortunate that the result is we have to make a decision on Jose Abreu. We have to make a decision on Andrew Vaughn's future and Eloy Jimenez's future. It should not be this way, and it's unfortunate because I felt like the White Sox were content with what they had in their payroll, allowing them enough financial flexibility to make moves at the deadline, which they didn't do. And now you see the result. Tony La Russa steps away, and you're not starting over, but man, you just blew 2 years of a serious opportunity to win a World Series.
You should be following Mike on Twitter at Rankin906. He does a great job for us when it comes to sound. I think that he's got a future beyond being behind the board, and you heard why in that last segment.
Indeed. Also, maybe alternate ego Rekhan just traded for Edwin Jackson.
Again. He did it again. We need to take a break because I had a run-in last night that put us in a rabbit hole of a history lesson and also made us ask an important question about Illinois politics. We will do that next here on The Score.
Go White Sox!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes.
Man, Bernstein and Holmes, best show in radio. I love it, boys.
Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Just simply the best!
11-0 Bulls run.
Oh, give me that
cookie!
Dalen Terry all the way!
Oh, we got a baby cookie monster. Oh, cookies.
Smooth Criminal, good song.
Layla asked for it, and she got it.
I'm sorry, but my love of that music catalog is just... You're going to hear Thriller a lot next week. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, that's right, because Layla is going to be hanging out with me most of the week. Dan's going to go to Ireland. So
Dan is... Hold on, everyone. Dan is taking vacation.
It's shocking. But he's going to take vacation next week.
We all look at each other in stunned silence because none of us have been here before.
So Layla and I are going to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday together. Then all of us are going to be off because we're going to the wedding of Tony Gill.
Which we will probably reprise in the Monday for non-Bears Monday.
Yes, but...
We'll call it Tony Gill Wedding Monday instead.
But we put you in good hands because there's a Bears game on Thursday night. So we put you in good hands. It is going to be on that Friday, next Friday, when we're not here because we're at Tony Gill's wedding, Big Aunt Heron and Jarrett Payton. Let's go.
Let's go.
Mike's very excited to produce that show, as he should be. Before we get out of here and we say hello to Mark Grody, who is sitting in for Parkins and Spiegel today. Last night, I'm trying to take advantage of what I think are the two last nice days in Chicago.
Today, like, it's today. Today's our day.
Right. So yesterday, it was like 72 degrees. And I said, I should go sit and eat outside because I like to go do that. So I went to Athena last night and had dinner in Greektown. And so I look up and there's Alexi Giannoulias having like a campaign rally for him trying to be the Secretary of State.
You call it a campaign rally and he calls it dinner on a Monday. Well, no, Tuesday.
It was definitely a rally, but it's not the first time. Obviously, Alexi has friends in the Greek community here in Chicago, because the last time that I saw Alexi in public, it was at Veloy in Hyde Park, which shout out to my guys over at Veloy. I love, like, that's like my favorite place, and those guys are great. If you run up to the counter at Veloy, my dude Larry, he is amazing. Amazing. So the last time I saw Alexi, he was asking me and Hood were having breakfast, and he's like coming over, checking out our breakfast choice and stuff. So this is what I was telling Layla and Mike and Ray about this. And Layla's like, wait, what's he running for again? And I said, Secretary of State to replace Jesse White.
I do sports, guys. I can't keep up with everything sometimes.
But we all then went down a rabbit hole because we're looking. We were like, how old is Jesse White? And it turns out he's 88. I didn't realize that he was born in Alton. So then I went down the rabbit hole of explaining to everyone the history of Alton, Illinois. So if you ever take the train down to St. Louis, know that a lot of bad stuff happened in Alton, Illinois. And like real bad stuff.
Familiarize yourself so we can say, hey, that sucks, and let's move forward.
Yes.
Because that's a good thing to do.
That is a very good thing to do. And especially if you're a journalist in Illinois, that's a history that you should learn. Anywhoozle, we came to this idea. I don't know who the guy is that Alexi's even running against for Secretary of State.
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo.
He probably doesn't have a great chance of winning, considering the way that this state is constituted and the voting blocks that allow. Anyway, does the winner of the Secretary of State in Illinois then get to be in charge of the tumblers?
And at first I thought you meant plastic cups at some sort of campaign advertisement. Then I realized, no.
No, I mean ding, the ding, Jesse ding. White tumblers.
The Jesse White tumblers.
If Alexi wins Secretary of State, are they now the Alexi Giannoulias tumblers?
Are they the Alexei tumblers?
And here's the other thing. I think that he should have to roll the way that Jesse White does. Because Jesse White, if you go to a Bulls game and see the tumblers, all of a sudden, Jesse White will come out there and do a headstand, and then dudes and young ladies are flipping over Jesse White.
Do you care about being the Secretary of State or not?
Right. Either. And look, Alexi's got the good hair. He's got the cool hair, so maybe he doesn't want to do the headstand, but he got to do something.
Hair is
There's
brushable.
Not a shortstop in baseball, including Troy Tulowitzki, who's been better, if you count the leather and the lumber, than Alexi Ramirez.
Not Alexi!
No, not him. Not Alexi. Not him. Alexi Giannoulias. Should I have said hi? I feel like I should have said hi.
Given that this whole segment is happening, you should have 100% said
but
hi.
There was like a thing, and like I felt like people had paid, and then here I would have been walking into it like, hey Alexi, remember when we were at Veloy and you were asking me about my breakfast? And like I could have just done that. But yeah,
I think that's a relatable story that people could be interested in.
Whoever wins Secretary of State has to tumble with the tumblers.
We don't make the rules.
I think we just did make one.
Nah, Jesse did it.
Oh, you're right.
Come on, Alexei! Come on, Alexei! Come on, Alexei! Come on, Alexei! Yes.
Is it Dan Brady that's running against Alexi for Secretary of State? I think that's right.
It's not the guy from The Simpsons. That was a Simpsons reference for everyone.
All I'm saying is that whoever wins, they have to tumble with the tumblers. Like, that's it. I feel like that's fair.
It's probably on the books somewhere in some state. You know, one of those old state laws you make fun of later.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to join the Bucket Boys. It's one of the two.
You are correct, Lawrence. Dan Brady
And a John Stewart is also in the race, but that not that John Stewart.
Well, yeah, because he lives in New York, that's so right. He can't be the Secretary of State of Illinois. Although stranger things have happened when it comes to residency and politics.
Although this is the Libertarian,
the mayor of New York City,
the Libertarian candidate John Stewart, but not that guy.
Okay, well, whoever wins that race, because I wasn't at their campaign event, I was at Alexi's. But whoever wins, if they would like to invite me out, because we did do a. I thought about this last night, which is one of the reasons, like, am I going to talk about this on the air? Because then you get into all sorts of stuff.
Why are you making it political?
Layla, we once did a show. We were out somewhere in Wheaton, and this is what I was still doing, the nighttime show. And we looked up, and there was a Bruce Rauner, like, fundraiser that was going on. And I was like, oh, okay, like, the fundraiser, a bunch of people are getting together and blah, blah, blah. And then he came in. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that he was going to be here. That's really, really strange. It's also strange that they had decided to let the show go on and let us do our wacky sports bits while the governor of Illinois is
Alexi!
Here.
Yes!
But only yes! if he does the tumbling. History!
Well, we have a text here from 708. My mother works for Jesse White Tumblers as a Tudor school coach, and she stated that the Tumblers name will be Jesse White Tumblers. So they're not dropping the Jesse White.
Dear Texter, we know that. We were just having fun with the bit.
But also, I appreciate answers given.
But we knew the answer to it because he founded it. It wasn't something that was bestowed upon him.
We prepare for that.
Hey, we just really sold the bit, okay?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know who else is good at selling the bit? Mark Grody. He's going to join us to do that next here on The Score.
Bears.
Alexi!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.